Hey, Tom, how you doing today? KO4QLG.
Great to hear you. Let me turn my radio down. We are just headed down to Lowe's to see if they'll stand by a warranty on our garbage disposal. It's still under warranty by quite a little bit. But, you know, I think they'll just say, oh, you got to call the factory and all of this. And so I'll say the heck with it and just buy a new one. I don't want to go through that and be without a garbage disposal and all that. Just a pain in the rear. How's your day?
Pretty good. Got some work around the house here done. Got some flags that I ordered for Memorial Day come in today. I guess it's been a pretty good day. I'm on the correct side of the grass.
It's all where President Trump, at his own expense, is putting up two big, huge flag poles in front of the White House and in back of the White House, which is very nice of him. And that's for everybody. No parties involved. It's just a nice thing to do. There's got a cop someplace. I don't know if he's ahead of me or behind me, but it's a police officer. But at any rate, I just got me a new American flag, and I ordered it from that place that you see on TV that's advertised Made in the USA. And I got to tell you, they're $20. It's the best darn flag that I ever owned. I used to buy them for the company. Usually the janitor put it up every day. But after he retired, I started putting it up every day at the plant I worked at for 32 years. But boy, the material in those is really tough. And for $19.95, it's really worth it. I think it's Allegiance is the name of the company.
Allegiance is good coming in. They're out of Charleston, so you're not only helped by an American, you know, South Carolina product.
You come in one of those vacuum pack things like you do, you see lunch media and everything. But I got to tell you, they make a good product. They really do at a very reasonable price, because years ago, I'd go to Bola School Supply and buy cotton ones, I think it was, and outdoor flags. And they seem to be good, but they last about 3 to 6 months, depending on Kansas weather, of course. I guess they're going to get clobbered up there tonight and tomorrow, and then it's going to move east. But there's a dry line and a warm front or something's going to buck heads, you know. But they just didn't last up there.
Cotton is a little bit different material on them seams. And the stitching don't seem to retain the threading in the material as good. It's like they cut first. And now on something about that thread they use it now on, it kind of grabs on to the material and holds it in tighter so it don't come unravel. That's the way I have seen it through my experience anyway. Might be wrong, but that's the way I see it.
You got something there, Chris, I'm sure. I just like those flags that they make. It's really good. And I don't know what material they make them out of, but I got a flagpole out in the backyard under my ham radio antennas, and I got a flag light on it. And it looks nice day and night. And it also tells you the wind direction, although I got those readouts for the weather stations upstairs, downstairs, and in the back bedroom, so I do know which way the wind's coming from, but the old-fashioned way seems to do a good job as far as I'm concerned. You look out the flag and see which way it's blowing. I think right now it's blowing out of the north. It changed today. But there's going to be off and on summer thunderstorms here in the next few days. Nothing dramatic, I don't think, Chris. But, we didn't do anything today. I've been having to use the latrine in this big orange bottle. And you dump this preservative in it. And then you do it for 24 hours, and then you take it down to FedEx, and the next day air it back to LabCorp. And they're supposed to tell you, you're supposed to eat your normal diet, and they're supposed to be able to tell you what caused all of those kidney stones to form in my kidney so fast, and then maybe the doctor will prescribe certain medications to prevent that. I don't know what's causing it. I haven't changed my ways. I get up in the morning and have a cup of coffee and two of Bernice's oatmeal cookies. And then this morning had a giant of an egg and a little sausage patty and a little patty of hash browns. And then also one piece of toast with some of Bernice's homemade raspberry jelly. But that's pretty normal breakfast for most people. Some days I'll eat Cheerios, but she puts strawberries and peaches and sometimes pineapple in it, I think, don't you, Bernice? Bananas.
Hi, Chris.
Sounds like you're feeding him good still.
That he does very well.
She says I got a hollow leg, Chris.
Mean that too if I got food like that.
Hollow legs are really good. Patrick really likes them, put it that way. I haven't heard from him because I haven't been on the radio much. I haven't felt good. I'm doing a lot better. But I just wondered if he got a date on that knee surgery.
He did. But I'll let him tell you that on his own. But he did get a date. I spoke to him yesterday or the day before.
Well, man, let me know. I'll just text him and bite him on the ear if he don't get on the ball. Or I'll cut his eggs off. That's what I'll do. shoot. Well, Chris, we've arrived down here at Lowe's, of which I don't expect them to do anything. You can buy four-wheel carts if you want for May Day. Yeah, Russian holiday. You know I celebrate that. Hi. Shoot. Anyways, Chris, good to hear you. And I didn't get on the net last night. I just didn't feel up to it, but I'll try tonight. You take care, buddy. KO42LG in 0TR73. The pleasure's all mine, Chris.
Hope they treat you good, Aaron Lowe's. This is KO42LG. I'm clear.